And now it's time for the Blaine County Bob Show, right here on LSCC Radio.
Hey, now, for some reason, they still bringing me down here to LSCC Radio, and I hope you folks are still tuning in, because there's just a lot going on here. So me and the boy, we went down toward that Fort Secunder down there, and I've been checking on a few things. And let me tell you, there's stuff going on around here that you folks need to know about. Because I think some of y'all might have heard about them tanks that was reported down toward the base, and the same looking tanks that was reported down there toward the beach. And I ain't seen nothing like that in my whole years up in Blaine County. But I come down there to the base, and I wanted to see what was going on. And they, once again, just because this is restricted federal property, is what the little boy with his machine gun said, I couldn't get on the base. But I told him, I seen one of you little runaway tanks down there, and that's what they doing. They getting the whole reason we got such good roads in Los Santos is so that them boys in the tanks can come rolling in anytime they want, and they go turn all of downtown Los Santos into a FEMA camp. And that's what they do. Because what they go have is half of the city is them blockaded off streets with these tall buildings, right? And so none of them's got basements. You can't get into, have you tried going into half the shops downtown? You can't get in there. Me and Lou Ellen just the other day, we was like, hey, let's go in the basement of this department store thing here. You can't even get in the front door of the place. It's like all they got is just little pictures of stores up in the picture windows. And you're like, what the hell's going on? This ain't even a real ass building. And that's where they got them secret FEMA camps going on. And that's where they hide all you immigration people. And that's where they hide all you foreigners. And that's where they hide the aliens. And what they're going to do is when good red-blooded Americans like us coming down here to town to buy socks for our deformed ass child, we get these big ass socks for him because he can't get them on the internet no more because the government's done shut that down with his big old elephant feet the boy's got. He's only 14 years old and he's already wearing a size 47. How is that natural? But anyway, you get downtown to make your purchases, and what do you see? You don't see nothing except these fake ass windows and these fake stores, and that's what's in there. What's going on? And I tell you what else. What do they let you go into? They let you go into the clothing stores on some streets, and they let you go into the ammo stores. And that's what I've been doing, is stocking up. So I got 147,000 rounds of ammunition in the back of my pickup truck, and I'm ready for it. When they try to put me in one of them FEMA camps, I'm going to just let them know this ain't no place for me. Whew! Now, what's that? Little producer boy, he letting somebody in the studio.
Bob.
What the hell? How'd you get in here? Producer boy let you in? What you doing here?
Are you Bob from Blaine County?
Now, just who the hell are you? Why are you asking me? You from the government, ain't you? You heard me on radio and you from the government.
I've got something for you. A letter.
You got a letter from me. Now, you know what? That there is impossible, right? Because ain't nobody here know that I'm here except producer boy over there because he's looking at me. Llewellyn is back home because she fixed my lunch and knew I was coming out here. And the boy knows I'm here because I told him I can't play ball with him today. So I tell you what, might better not be that dang Martha woman again because Llewellyn's going to tear her a new one and me a new one.
Doubt that, sir. It's the strangest thing. We've had this letter in our possession for 120 years to the day. It was given to go postal in 1899 with instructions to deliver it to a man named Bob at this exact location on this exact day. Guess I lost that bet.
Now what it is probably one of them O'Shaughnessy boys right there. He's howling that mountain weed and they writing letters again.
Well, anyway, here's your letter, sir, and sign here, please.
I ain't signing nothing.
I just need to prove that you received the letter.
Yeah, well, that's how the government steals your identity. They get your signature, then they can pass checks and they can pass contracts on you. Now, you get on out here before I get my shotgun.
But...
Now, go on now, get! Now, let's see now. Let's see who wrote this and sent a letter here.
Bob, Belle and I are trapped in some sort of Wild West theme park. Strawberry Logging Town? Very realistic. So much so that my iFruit phone isn't getting a signal. That maniac, Doc Beige, has disappeared in his Deluxo and left us with no way out of here. Please, send a cab or get an intern to come pick us up. In the meantime, we'll record Bell and Dubs in the morning live on location. We'll get the recording to the station somehow, I guess. Yes. Well, correspondence is hard. Thanks for zinging in while we're away. I'm sure you're tired of being in the city. Maybe you should go back to Blaine County now. As always, you can bleed us at Bell and Doves or text 661-214-3038 to get zinged. I just don't know when we'll be able to respond.
Well, I guess that's about it for old Bob. I'll see you in Blaine County.